Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. It's weekend time. It's Dream Team time on Andy Raymond Unfiltered. Wherever you're listening, I hope you've had an awesome week and are looking after yourself, either that or getting terribly loose and enjoying every minute of it, whatever works. On this edition of the Dream Team, a guy we caught up with last year for a terrific Legend Series interview, the great Dallas Johnson, returns. How is summer back in Brisbane treating you, mate?
G'day, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Summer back in Brizzy is great. We've got some sunshine and some heat, which is good to take in. The Melbourne summer, she's a bit hit and miss down there.
Yeah, it is a little hit and miss. On the Legend Series interview, we went over your career. I think I failed to ask the most obvious question, and that question is, what are you up to with yourself? What occupies Dallas Johnson's time?
Right. Well, my male modelling career hasn't kicked off. I use this one a bit. I shouldn't say it too much, but they're looking for half-eared mongoloid actors, are they? So, yeah, that hasn't really kicked yet. But, you know, I've got a couple of things going on, mate. It's we're extremely busy at the moment. I've had to establish a business just before I retired. Yeah. Back in 2013. Geez, feels like forever ago now.
Does it feel like yesterday, or does it feel like it could be 30 years?
You know, you when you plan your career, it feels like it's a drag and goes on forever.
Yeah.
And I remember this vividly. The day I announced my retirement, shit, where did that go? It was, it was one of those profound moments where you go, shit, I've my career's gone like that. Yep. So, and now thinking I'm like 10 years past it now. Yeah, you feel like a... Yeah.
You're
welcome to that. Yeah. Very much an old bloke. So
the older we get, the better we were, club.
Yeah.
A little bit of work with the Titans in a defensive role. Is it nice to be around the environment again?
I think the most players will tell you the same thing. Yeah. It's not about, you definitely don't miss the pre-seasons.
Yep.
Some players miss playing. I'm not really big on playing. It's the environment you miss.
Yeah.
It's being around the boys. It's the camaraderie, the practical jokes, nudging each other, the challenging each other to be better, to be more successful, to really drive each other. I think if you're in really good environments, that's a really a really positive thing, and that's the thing you miss, I think, about footy.
I bet it is. Hey, can we get this out of the way early? There was, of course, the Melbourne Big Four. Ryan Hoffman campaigned for many years for that to become the Big Five.
Big Five, did he? Yeah.
Was it Hoffy, Jamin Lowe, has put in a vote that he should be part of the Big Five? Where do you rank? Are you anywhere there? Have you got something?
Nowhere near it.
Hoffy used to have a laugh about
Hoffy
it.
Hoffy used to, Hoffy about the Big Five?
Yeah.
Whack him in. Hoff had a bloody great career. Did Lowy throw himself in there too?
Lowy tossed himself up after a GF.
He won a GF.
Exactly right.
One year at Melbourne. He won a GF. So I bet you wish he went there a bit earlier.
Yeah, 100%.
Any episode, any time, our interviews never date, never any of them. Over 500 to choose from. Download the lot and rip in, legends.
How'd you go with coming up with a dream team? Could you get it to a best ever 13? Have you put a spin on it? Is it a mind screw for you? Was it hard or easy?
I'm going to say extremely difficult. Mind screw is probably a really good word, a really good phrase for that.
You're not alone, mate.
Yeah. It's a difficult one. Depends how far. Where do you go? Your back eras or your current era or future or current players? There's a couple of current players I'll whack in there.
Yeah, look, it can be anything. What it is, it's the greatest argument starter ever because none of us ever are going to fully agree on a 13.
Yeah.
So I put this up to start with. If you're listening, don't respond on social media arguing. This is Dallas's side, Dallas's coach, and he can name whoever he wants. Your dream team, you can name whoever you want. I shouldn't think I would even have to ask, but we're going to start with fullback. Who have you got in number one?
Well, that's a difficult one.
Yeah, I bet.
I've played with some fantastic ones. It's such an important position these days, but there's one bloke that stands out head and shoulders and from what he does now, and the footy IQ that he has and the person he has changed and become the man he's become into. I'm really proud of him. We're talking about Billy Slater, obviously, but I suppose a little story about Bill, and I'd probably hang my hat on a little bit. I'm hanging on his coattails little bit. Bill's from Innisfail. I was from Atherton Tablelands, and we played against each other in our under 18 grand final.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he was. Was he? He might have been 5'8" or half, and I was half a bloke that couldn't pass. So that was pretty good.
There you go.
But anyway, we come up trumps, obviously, smashed him. And then we played our debut together, and we played our 150 together. So yeah, hanging on his coattails there, Bill. But just what he's done, and he's quite easily the best fullback's ever played the game.
You're in the majority there, mate. So many, even the old-timers just say he's next level. Okay, Billy Slater at fullback, what about your wingers? Then again, you're a lock forward. Do you even rate wingers? Do we go there? Do you like wingers?
Yeah, now I do. They're bloody important now.
Yes. Hasn't it changed?
It's really changed now. I thought it used to be all about the centres and how good you need to have really good centres, and now it's – Now it's really that they do a lot of bloody hard work.
Yeah,
those really tough carries coming out from off your try line.
Yep,
are bloody important. Mm. So, wingers, mate, you're gonna have to throw us a couple at me. I'm going to ask you this a fair few times, but
okay, I'm expecting a bit of a Melbourne Storm bias. I'm expecting a Queensland or a Cowboy bias.
Nearly be a Queensland.
Yeah. I guess if we're looking at Melbourne Storm, we've got guys like Marcus Bye and we've got Matt Geyer. Depending on who your centres are, there's a Greg Inglis there.
Greg, you'd have to come in at – I'm going to jump ahead now if I go ahead. Greg, you'd have to come in at centre. He's just what he could do. I don't ever reckon he got to his full potential.
I agree.
And his full potential.
Scary.
And when he – yeah, scary. When he turned it on and those big games and a lot of it was around Origin.
Yeah.
He could create something.
Big game player.
Big game player.
Yeah, okay. Big game player. Throw Greg Inglis into the –
Throw Greg
Inglis. Centres there. Who would you have partnering GI in the centres?
In the centres. I can't really – There's a couple of really good centres that you'd love to throw in there, but the New South Welshman, you know. So, like, the pair.
Yeah.
You'd have to look at the pair which with Mark Gasnier and Matt Cooper. That was a
They were brilliant. You also
great
got your
pairing. Yeah.
Your record-breaking State of Origin coach.
Yeah, if you're going back to that era, you'd have to go, oh, geez, Mel. Imagine getting in front of Mel to tackle on those quads. So,
yeah. There's something about the big fella, isn't there? Even now, type of guy, when he walks into a room, he just has that presence.
That's a really important thing, especially in Origin or in an Origin arena. And that's something I feel Bill's really got. He empowers people and puts belief in them. And if I could touch on Mel a little bit, obviously very fortunate to play Origin and be in that arena, but I remember one game, and I can't remember what game it was. We went to, I won't name him either, but we went to dinner at a gentleman's place. The team, the whole team, went to a gentleman's place, but the power went out that night, the night before the game. Anyway, I've got food poisoning. I'm spewing up and on the toilet all day, game day.
No.
All game day, and And my biggest fear is letting people down, especially in that maroon jersey, and the whole of Queensland. That was my biggest fear, and your teammates, down and all that. And I'm 99.5% saying to Mel, I've got to pull out, man. I can't let the team down. I was rattled. Anyway, coming to my room, he said, "Oh, I heard you're sick," because he's a man of a few words.
Yeah.
And he came into my room and he's said, "How you going, Dale? You'll be right to play?" I looked at him and went, "Yeah, I'll be right, Mel. I'll be right." So, yeah. Just that presence. Yeah. He's got those big bushy eyebrows. Look at you and you go, "Well, yeah, I'll do it, mate." So
I'm not going to say no. Yeah. Okay, Greg Inglis, Mel Meninga in the centres. We're going to get back to our wingers at some stage. Let's move into the halves. The 6 and the 7. Who would you have running the Dallas Johnson 13?
Well, 6 and the 7, this is a really hard one from an ex with a lot of players I've played with, you know, and you'd have to throw Lockie at the 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lockie was one of those players, again, that when you needed something, he was just the man that was there. You know, he was the man that was there. And likely enough, like, gee, you could chuck him in there as well. And when he played 6 in a grand final for us and killed it. But Lockie, my first Origin series, and we were going down, no team had ever, New South Wales or Queensland never won 4 straight.
Yep.
And we were going in the barrel of losing 4 straight.
Yeah.
When I was my first year.
That was the year it turned. Everyone was saying State of Origin was dead.
State of Origin was dead. The year it turned. And we were playing in Melbourne, my home ground, essentially. Well, was it at Etihad or Marvel, as they call it now. And we would, I think, I don't know if many people remember it, if they do or not, but we would kind of down and out.
Yep.
And then Hodgson threw that pass from dummy half and then went wayward, and Lockie come through and come up. He was Johnny on the spot and scored that try that sealed us the series win, which was but he's done that time and time again, you know. He's
absolute freak. So who would you have at 7? Is it Cooper?
Well, the thing is, this is a difficult one as well. I think I was saying before about Cooper. People don't realise Cooper. I'm going to have to say Cooper. I will say Cooper. I've played with, like, Thurston was unbelievable what he could do. His vision and what he could do on the field was just, he could turn a game.
Yeah.
He just had that natural ability that he could change a game, win your game. Cooper, for me, Cooper, I give Cooper a lot more, not to scan anyone else that's any halves or your Joey or whatever, but Cooper wasn't a halfback.
That's right.
He wasn't a halfback. He came through the North system, basically the North Brisbane system with me, or a year behind me. He kind of filled in on the – filled in a bit of bench. He played a bit of lock. He played a bit of second row, a bit of centre. He was kind of a – they didn't know where to put him.
Mm.
Whacked him in half, and he crafted his game and his diligence and his work ethic and tenacity, I suppose, is the word, to get him to where he got to was – I'm going to credit him as the best half. He's just a people don't realize because he wasn't a half.
Yeah.
He's a self created half with some really good support around him, really good systems. But he's won six grand finals.
Yeah, Craig Bellamy said I did a Legend Series interview with Belly. And he said, for different reasons, Dallas Johnson and Cooper Cronk are the two guys that I've seen work harder than anyone else. We know what you put in. Cooper did it in a very different manner, but he had to reinvent himself once he got his contract, which is out of this world. Mate, we're going to have to go back to the wingers. So, mate, it's the two and the five. A lot of guys have used either centres or fullback that they couldn't find room for. So if we've got to nail you down on two names, who would you come up with for your wingers?
Well, I'll have to lean away from actual wingers because I'll follow the New South Wales model here because they never picked anyone
exactly
in the same
right.
in their positions. But another player I played with since I was 12-year-old, he's from Cairns. Justin Hodges. Hodjo was he was one of those players that was, again, could create stuff. He could bloody create stuff.
Create all sorts of headaches for everyone around him too.
Yeah, that too. Big long arms.
Oh,
yeah,
I know.
That fend. He wasn't too good. In saying that, he's fighting now. He's probably going all right, but he wasn't back on the field.
he used to love it, but whether he was any good at it is a different story.
Yeah, he's going right now. So.
Yeah, okay. So Justin Hodges on one wing, and who on the other?
Again, not a conventional. I need to probably throw this player in. I was very fortunate when I came into the Melbourne Storm system.
Yeah.
He was one of the leaders there, and just was Johnny on the spot. He could find whenever he made a break. He wasn't a winger, but if there was a break made, he was there. His footy IQ was amazing.
Wow.
Kind of like Terry Lamb.
Yeah,
a little bit when I think of that.
Yeah.
Robbie Ross. He was he was always there.
This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support.
This is Andy Raymond, Unfiltered. Welcome back to the Dream Team. We've got the 222 gamer from the Melbourne Storm and the North Queensland Cowboys with us. Dallas Johnson has given his back line. We're about to get serious. We are moving into where the real men play, the big boys. Let's go to the forwards, mate. And you're a lock forward and a terrific lock forward. Really interested to see who you are going to name as your lock forward.
The number 13, another difficult one, mate. There's so many fantastic players. Whether you're looking for a crafty locks, really played differently.
Yeah.
These days, it's whether you're especially in the current era, whether they're another front rower or whether they're a ball player or whether they're the cleanup man, which I kind of class myself as. there's a, I think a bloke that kind of got a bit of a balance. Nah, he was more crafty. And I can remember as a kid watching this, and Origin was everything, you know, coming up, and I'd have to go Bobby Linder.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a really crafty player.
Absolute freak and horribly underrated.
A great person. I was fortunate enough to be on the, shouldn't probably say this either, judiciary panel. I get thrown a few stones at, but for a few years there, he's a really nice guy.
What about your second rowers?
Second rowers. This is the hardest team to list ever.
Yeah.
Second row, there's so many you can throw it. I could throw Steve Kearney in there. I could throw Gordy in there.
Yep.
Different times. I could throw ex-teammate Hoffy, Ryan Hoffman. At times, Dave Kidwell, a great player. Mick Croc. Depending on what your team wanted. Mm. So, I think I'd throw Steve Kearney in there.
Yep.
I'm a bit biased here. Everything's Melbourne, but there's some fantastic.
As it should be.
but he was another leader that I kind of learned through when we come into that system. He was the leader. When something needed to be done, he did it. Real crafty, big hands. Get through the line. But then you've got blokes like Brian Fletcher or Hindy for work ethic. There's a bloody heap of them, mate. A heap of talented back rowers. Throw a few more at me, Andy.
Trying to think back to the Melbourne days, but I think you've got me with Crocker, Hoffman, Dave Kidwell at different times. In the Queensland system, we saw Sam Thaiday at different times in the back row. Nate Miles was one of those guys everyone wanted to play with. Yeah. From all reports for you Queenslanders.
Yep, 100%.
Depending on how many generations we want to go back. I'm older than you, so I can keep rattling them off.
Well, you could probably throw, depends, Gino ended up playing in there later on in his career, didn't he? So, actually, no, I've got one.
Here we go.
Gilly.
The axe, Trevor Gilmeister. Terrific fella, terrific player.
Yep.
Mate, a bit like yourself, played above his weight. And I know you hate hearing that term because you heard it for 14 bloody years of your career, but Gilly played above his weight.
He did. Didn't let anyone down and could cut people. You know, don't get called the axe for nothing. So
exactly right.
Yeah, made an impact on a lot of – I'm sure there's still a few sore ribs around.
And let's move up to the front. Who's leading us, the two big props?
Quite easily for me. And I'll probably nearly put this bloke as one of the – he's underrated.
Yep.
And probably the greatest players – one of the greatest players that have played the game. And that leads into probably more his personality, him being as a person as well. I've got to throw Petro.
Yep.
Petro's, quite easily great player, tough man. I can remember nearly breaking my shoulder many a time trying to tackle him. He used to lead with that hip.
Where do you go if Petro's running at you and you were that classic technical tackler? In low drive with the shoulder, wrap the arms. Where do you go on a unit like Petro?
Oh, try and get to him early before he gets the turn his shoulder into you, his hip into you.
Yeah,
get to him early.
Okay, Petro on one side of the scrum. Who do you throw in with him
on the other side of the scrum? Another big one. Whitey was really good. Whitey's really good in Melbourne for us. Brett White. Matty Scott was the thumper.
Yep.
He meter eater, hard worker. Just the genuine front rower that took the ball forward.
It's certainly Petro and Matt Scott, two absolute beasts on the field, and you'll not meet two bigger sweethearts off the field. I mean, just terrific blokes.
You know, one Andy, though, was really underrated, and I wish he stayed at Melbourne a little bit longer, and he went away, was Aidan Tolman.
There you go.
Yeah. Aidan Tolman. He would never probably have mentioned any of this, but he was a front rower that never got put in his back.
No.
Always found his front.
Yeah.
Always had a quick play of the ball and was probably 102, 103, 4 kilos.
Yep.
Now you've got 130 kilo front
Monsters.
Rowers, you know. So, yeah.
Mate, do we need to ask the hooker? Automatic selection.
Don't know. He's a pain in the ass.
Love it.
No, he's I think it's a pretty easy one, that Andy Cam. What he did again, he should have been probably named an immortal while he was still playing.
Mm.
He's just got so much time. He could see stuff way before anyone could see it. So.
Okay,
You know what? You know something I've really neglected to forget here?
What's that?
The King. Look, at 5'8". Jeez.
Wow. Number 14.
How bad is that number? I can't put him at 14. I'd have to swap that around.
Dear.
Yeah, jeez. Wow. Jeez, that's un-Queenslanderish.
Do we put Darren Lockyer at 5'8 for the first half and Wally Lewis at
5'8
for the second half?
Sub him in. Wally ran out of puff.
That's right. Okay, the Dallas Johnson Dream Team, Billy Slater, Robbie Ross, Greg Inglis, Mal Meninga, Justin Hodges. We're flipping a coin between Darren Lockyer and Wally Lewis. There's Cooper Cronk in 7 up front, Petro Sivanisiva, Cameron Smith, Matt Scott. The back row is Steve Kearney, Trevor Gilmeister, and the lock forward is Bobby Lidner. Dallas Johnson is our coach. Thanks for dropping in and delivering, mate. Always great catching up.
Thanks, Andy. I'm going to apologise for everyone that I forgot there. So
that's it for another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered. This is what our off-season looks like, because the footy talk, it never stops. Early in the week, we release a podcast titled Debut Day, speaking to current and former players about the first time they stepped foot onto an NRL field. Midweek, it's the Best Of podcast. Interview highlights with some of the biggest names the game has ever seen. We've got immortals, blokes that should be immortals, test captains, origin superstars, premiership winners, and a whole lot more. These are the best footy stories you will ever hear. Weekends, our Dream Team series continues. We love it, we know you do too, so we get to continue the arguments over who is the best 13 ever. This is the only footy podcast that talks with the superstars and not about them every single episode. 3 episodes weekly, all off-season. Make sure you come back soon, legends.